Easter, with all its pomp and circumstance and larger congregations, with all the flowers and the music that goes along with it, Easter's over. All of our gatherings with families and friends and maybe a few days off from work, that's past. And now what? And now what? A life ends. We have a funeral. We pack up the clothes. And now what? We head for graduation. We take our final exams. We walk down and get our degree. And now what? We retire at last. We sleep late, clean off our desk, throw away the calendar. And now what? It seems that life itself is beset by this question. And now what? You see, this was the same question that was plaguing the disciples after the resurrection of Jesus. Here they were, they'd gathered in the upper room or an upper room, we don't really know where it was, and they'd locked the door and turned on the alarm because they were scared to death that they were going to be persecuted, they were going to be dragged out to a cross. They didn't know what was going on. People had reported Jesus was alive, but most of them had not seen him. And now what? What comes next? What comes after Easter is over? This morning, I think our text directs us to two different responses to that question. They were the messages that Jesus gave the disciples in that room. And I think they're messages for us to help us deal with, and now what, after all the changes in our lives. The first thing Jesus said to the disciples was this: peace, peace. I give the world the message of peace and reconciliation, freedom from fear, freedom from the fear of death, because death has been overcome and you are alive with life. Now, it's hard to imagine the disciples in this room seeing Jesus, most of them for the first time. You can imagine what might be going through their minds. Is it really him? Is it a ghost? What's going to happen? Is he going to take us to heaven right now? Is he real? And so Jesus showed them his hands. He let them touch his side so that they would know he is real. And then what do you think went through their heads? What now? Now what comes? Well, we don't have to imagine how we feel after Easter is over, after major events in our lives have happened. The great joy of Easter, faith affirmed, resurrection power. So hear these words of Jesus: peace, peace I give you. You have nothing to fear. Death has been overcome. Go on with the rest of your life and know that I, Jesus, am risen. You have nothing to fear. I want to tell this story for you SFA students, okay? And for anybody else who's listening. You see, there were some seniors at SFA that were getting ready to take their final exams. And the night before, they decided to come down to Angelina College with some friends and have a party. And they partied a little late, and they didn't get back to NAC in time to take their final exams. But they decided they'd go talk to the professor and explain what happened, but they made up a little story, and they said, "Sir, we didn't make it back for our finals because we had a flat on the way back to NAC from Lufkin, and we just couldn't get here in time." And so the professor said, "Okay, I'll give you a makeup exam, but this is the way we're going to do it. I'm going to put each of you in a separate room and give you the exam." So he handed the exam, and there were five questions. And the first four questions, they all answered great. The fifth question was, which tire? After graduation, after Easter, what comes next? Jesus says, "Be who you are, redeemed, refreshed, the living people of God. Peace be with you." And the second message of Jesus to the disciples is the promise of accompaniment. "Receive the Holy Spirit," Jesus said. "The Holy Spirit, my presence. Wherever you go, I will be with you. This is the gift I'm giving you." Easter has happened. Life is happening. And the promise we have today is that God is always with us because he gives us the spirit of his continuing presence. So no matter where we go, no matter what happens after life's events, Jesus is with us. We praise God for that gift. We thank God for that. Jesus says, go, because you have the promise of my presence. He even tells the disciples, and this is kind of hard for us to imagine, "You can forgive sins and they're forgiven. You can do anything because my Holy Spirit is with you." And now what? Go with the promise of the Holy Spirit forever with you. One of my favorite hymns is the poem by Catherine von Schlegel set to the music of Sibelius' "Be Still My Soul." We're not going to sing it. I'm not going to sing it for sure. But I am going to read the words to you, the first verse. "Be still my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious will be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice, who rule them while he dwelt below. God is with us. That's his promise. And now what? Now what is the promise of Jesus to be with us? I'm going to tell a blonde joke. My sister-in-law told me, don't stop telling blonde jokes. Tell them on bald old men. Okay. Well, this is a blonde joke, and so you can transfer if you want to. Three blondes died and found themselves standing before St. Peter. He told them that before they entered heaven, they had to tell him what Easter was about. The first blonde, an American, said, "Easter is a holiday where they have a big feast and we give thanks and eat turkey." "No, that's wrong," said St. Peter. "You don't get to come in." The second blonde said, "Easter's when we celebrate Jesus' birth and give it gifts." "Oh," St. Peter said, "have you been told wrong?" "No, that's wrong. You don't get to come in." The third one said, I've got it. "Easter is when Jesus died and they put him in a tomb and they roll the stone away, and if the sun didn't shine, if he didn't see a shadow, there were 6 more weeks of winter." Well, those ladies didn't know what Easter was, but we do. We know we have the peace of God because that's Jesus' promise. We go without fear. Without fear of death, without fear of trouble, without fear of tomorrow. And we go because we know Jesus goes with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.